97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Donald Trump has a mandate. He has the greatest presidential mandate probably since Reagan in 1984. So to have these blue state governors and these blue city mayors decide that they're going to interpret federal law how they see fit in the face of Donald Trump's overwhelming victory is egregious. But who really suffers are the good people who live in these cities and live in these states. They are American citizens. They deserve to be protected.
Yeah, Byron Donald yesterday talking about, President Trump and 312 electoral votes and in a mandate. And I wouldn't be surprised when it comes to advancement. First of all, I'm a little surprised Donald's hasn't been appointed to anything yet or named to anything. But I think he'd make a great replacement for Rubio. I wonder if that's even on the in the cards for DeSantis down there in Florida. I have not heard his name brought up. But I've heard Laura Trump's name brought up. Ryan Schmelz joining us right now from Fox News Radio this morning. Ryan, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Yeah, so Donald Trump, I mean, not a day goes by that I don't get an alert from Truth Social about a new post. Man, they are burning it up down there in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, and I think they're doing a pretty good job of keeping these leaks under wraps because Donald Trump has broken the news quite a lot on his Truth Social, especially when he made the pick for Matt Gaetz for Attorney General initially. Now, I did want to comment on what you were saying before where you talk about the potential of Byron Donalds being appointed to a position.
Yes.
What's hurting current members of the House right now is the simple fact that their majority is just so slim at this point that every single time that that Trump decides to appoint somebody from the House to his cabinet, that puts it's getting to the point where it's putting their majority at risk. So they're kind of in a position where they really can't afford to lose anymore. So I think Speaker Johnson and House leadership have kind of made clear to the president-elect, like, hey, you know, until we have these special elections for people like Matt Gaetz, Elise Stefanik, and Michael Waltz, you know, we really can't afford to lose any more members. So I think even if they're very qualified individuals and people who President-elect Trump really likes, I think there's a sense of hesitancy about appointing House members who are actively in the House to the cabinet because they lose that seat for a select period of months.
Well, you have to wonder then if Trump was going to go to people like a Pam Bondi who are not currently serving in the House but who had former positions, you know, as AG in Florida, if that might be, you know, the direction he goes for some of these appointments he still needs to make.
Well, and Kim, I think you kind of have seen that too with the selection of people like Sean Duffy, who former House members who's got some legislative experience, but currently not doing anything that would put anybody's office position in jeopardy. So, you know, that picks like Doug Collins. And yes, you see somebody like Pam Bondi, who, you know, was in office before, you know, certainly has a tremendous legal experience and somebody who President-elect Trump has seemed to like over the last couple of years. And then one of the name I was actually, you know, getting ready to look out for was Eric Schmidt, was somebody who I think we were kind of keeping our eye on as a potential replacement for Matt Gaetz as the attorney general nominee because, you know, the governor of Missouri can appoint that position pretty quick the minute he resigns. And he's somebody who I think we saw as someone who could get the MAGA wing on board, but also someone I think that moderates would have been comfortable supporting for the attorney general nomination. But it looks like President-elect Trump has found somebody who might be able to balance that as well.
You know, I was thinking about this, Ryan, looking out for you, of course, if they keep snagging Fox TV hosts, you're going to have to switch over to the TV side of things and start filling in.
Let's keep our options open. I don't mind that. Yeah.
What cabinet position would you like, Ryan?
No comment on that one. But
I was kind of hoping he'd appoint me to the liquor cabinet. Sorry, Carl.
Apparently, there's a liquor store on Capitol Hill that Doge is looking into. So we'll have to see about that.
You know, I heard a figure yesterday, Ryan, and Kim asked me about this earlier, that in all, the administration has about 3,000 positions to fill. Have you heard that number?
I wouldn't be shocked if that's the number. I'm not quite sure how many of those need to be confirmed by the Senate. But yes, there's a lot of people they still need to appoint. Like Caroline Leavitt, she doesn't have to go through a confirmation process. he gets to just assume that role, I think, pretty much immediately. But yes, other positions like the attorney general nomination and some of those other ones like Dr. Oz, I believe, needs to be confirmed for Medicare and Medicaid services. And these are kind of positions that, you know, kind of maybe go under the radar most administrations. But when you pick somebody with a profile like Dr. Oz, it's hard for him not to get a lot of attention for this pick.
So, what about like Mike Huckabee, ambassador to Israel? Do they have, no, they have to get confirmed?
I believe he's got. Yeah, I believe he's got to get confirmed, too. So, yeah, these are this, and this is one of the reasons why, you know, we're debating government funding in Congress right now. And some Republicans are even saying, well, let's go ahead and negotiate a government funding deal now, because if we try to, you know, kick the can down the road to like February or March, well, the Senate's time for, you know, from January all the way to March, at least, is going to be eating up a lot of it from hearings and confirmations for these administration members. So the Senate's not going to really have a lot of time to focus on a lot of things that involve legislation, because they're going to be focusing on getting Donald Trump's cabinet into office.
Yep, it's a good point. Ryan, we appreciate the update, my friend. Good luck on that that job on the anchor desk over there.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Kim, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate that. Ryan Schmelz there with the Fox News Radio, keeping an eye on what's going on with the Trump administration. It absolutely. I mean, three or four a day now. I mean, the pace is incredible. I don't remember the last time we had an administration filled up this quickly, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.